When you were under the fig tree. The Lord Jesus is a perfect example of how to walk with our Heavenly Father. He was full of compassion, extremely well versed in the scriptures, and he always expected to receive spiritual information as he ministered to and taught the people he met. In John chapter 1, verse 45, Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and also the prophets wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Verse 46. And Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Verse 47. Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no deceit." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered and said to him in verse 49, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Now, Nathanael was obviously not too impressed that the Messiah was living in Nazareth. But Philip said, "Come and see." Nathanael had two choices: ignore his friend Philip or put away his indignation and meet Jesus of Nazareth. He made the right choice and was greeted by Jesus with a word of knowledge. The two had never met, yet Jesus described him as an Israelite in whom there is no deceit. Nathanael asked, "How do you know me?" They had never met before. Jesus answered, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree." A word of knowledge is a demonstration of the Spirit, given as God wills to impart to a Spirit-filled believer information that cannot be obtained by the five senses, usually to show the subject of the information that its source could only be God. Now, Nathanael knew Jesus could not have known this by his five senses, and the vision Jesus received of him under the fig tree confirmed his thoughts. Nathanael knew Jesus was receiving his information from God. He believed Jesus to be the Son of God. Our Heavenly Father took the time to impart the word of knowledge and the vision to Jesus to bless Nathanael, and it changed his life forever. If you have the Spirit of God, you can receive a word of knowledge that will change the life of someone you know. They will know that that information could only have come from the Father. It comes as God wills, but why not expect it? They will be blessed, and our Heavenly Father will receive all the glory. We have a wonderful Father who cares for us. He cares about the small things in our life, small, though important. Have a glorious day.